Louisiana is known as a sportsman's paradise, but due to its location, it has also seen more than its share of natural disasters from hurricanes. Join us at the table to hear about a grassroots effort for sportsmen and sportswomen to join forces to help their neighbors when disaster strikes.
Welcome to the Steel Magnolias Podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair.
Welcome back to the table. I'm Laura Beth.
I'm Lainey.
And when people ask us, how do you come up with so many episodes on a weekly basis, I think of episodes like we're going to talk about today, meaning if you're just living in the South, sometimes stuff just comes up that wasn't on your radar at all, that you didn't have knowledge about beforehand. Such is the case with the United Cajun Navy. News to us, even though this group was actually founded back in 2005, is what I had read, based on the horror that was Hurricane Katrina. So
it didn't have this name at that time.
Yeah.
It was literally just, like I said, a grassroots effort of people going, hey, we have boats. Let's go try to save people that are stranded and stuck. And
so that was the main problem with Katrina was, well, there were so many problems. But Katrina brought about not just a need for supplies, but a way to get supplies to people.
And get people safe.
AKA boats.
That were on roofs. And
yes.
It really is horrific.
Yeah, so boats were of great need. And like you said, since it was a sportsman's paradise, there were a lot of people that hunted and fished and had boats. So.
And you know what? I really do think, you know, as much as we never want to walk through natural disaster, you get to see the good of humanity when things happen.
Yes.
And that people really do want to help their neighbor.
Yeah.
And it unifies like no other, too.
It really does. I think that's why it's so bonding, whether you are trying to get a team at work to bond or a Bible study or whatever.
If you'll
go serve and do something together, that's where the bonding happens.
It so does.
So
it crosses all barriers of race and financial status and all of it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So it's officially now a 501c3.
Okay, yeah.
But it started just as people wanting to help people.
Yeah. And if you've ever been put with the task of being an organizer of volunteers, it is sort of a maddening process because people, like you said, in general want to just be helpful, but a lot of times don't know what to do or how to be helpful.
Yeah, like, sometimes like just tell me where to go.
Just tell me what to do. Yes.
What's the address and what do I take with me?
Yes.
Because I don't know where to go.
So somebody's got to organize.
Yeah, and it seems to me in doing research on this topic that now there's some different pockets of this United Cajun Navy. There's a ground force effort and some different ones. But I just love that, you know, people take the lead, get some organization happening. And now, from what I read, they've deployed to 19 states so far.
Wow.
Served in 28 disasters so far.
Wow.
So no signs of stopping. They're willing to go anywhere. And that's what I think is so cool.
So they're based out of Baton Rouge, this particular group. But we actually heard about them not through a natural disaster that had happened.
It was a search and rescue effort here in our city.
What is happening to some of the stuff that they're doing. So Riley Strain was a 22-year-old student from the University of Missouri who was visiting with some other friends here in the Nashville area. Or in Nashville. They were in downtown Nashville, and he went missing back in March. And, you know, he'd been seen on some video cameras as being out and about at some bars downtown.
Stumbling, and it's a terrible story, actually.
So, as part of their search, we do have the Cumberland River that flows right through our downtown. So unfortunately, the search expanded to the river and this United Cajun Navy showed up to help. And I was watching the news and I was like, what is the United Cajun Navy?
And
like,
that's awesome.
That sounds really fun and cool. And yeah.
Hence the subject being added to our list of content.
Yeah. So I saw on our local TV here, their director of operations, David Flagg. He appeared right on our public square, like a news conference with the police department.
And the parents.
They work with the police. They're not just renegades going rogue and doing their own thing. They do partner with government agencies.
And their search and rescue group is trained in search and rescue. They're not just like, yes. Oh, we'll get out there and see what we see.
Right. So they work hand in hand with the local group that is, you know, government police force. And they just organized volunteer groups to help expand the search. So boat, here come the United Cajun Navy boats. It was the coolest thing.
They have drones. They have dogs. Like, the video I saw in the Cumberland River, there was a dog on the boat as well.
It kind of makes me just smile because when I think of people putting money into boats and basically big toys, you know, adult big toys, sometimes I'm like, oh, shouldn't they use money on something else? Well, if you're going to use it for this kind of thing, I'm so proud of you.
Good.
Yeah.
I know.
Not every fisherman out there is doing this, but there's some men out there, men and women out there that are very free with letting this, you know, their big toys being used for this kind of thing. So in that regard, it's very selfless. And they were, again, a part of this search in Nashville. And so that's how we heard about them. They even went on, actually, rolled right off of this search onto another local search. It was like the weirdest thing to have two searches and need it. But they're open to going where they need to go. In fact, their little statement on their website even says they're focused on helping make the world around them a better place. So that really does include lots of different
needs. That's a lot of different avenues.
Them's well, good people.
They do clearly hurricane deployment and tornado deployment. I know they were up in Kentucky after that horrible tornado a few years ago.
Yes, Mayfield.
So they have volunteers who are trained to do all different sorts of things.
Yeah, and what I thought was cool is that they keep an eye on
the weather,
the region, to actually go in before the storm even hits, if they can. So,
I thought that was fascinating too. They keep up with the National Weather Service,
yeah.
And once there's a warning, they're in go mode.
Yes, yeah. So they're there. They're set up. They get staging ready to go to operate from, and you know, they're, again, like you said, they're in communication with their radios and
using their ham radios and
yeah. They've got volunteers ready to dispatch, and Facebook is actually a big component of the way that they hear about requests and needs. And when they're keeping an eye on an area, they're looking for people that need help and are in distress or are posting about their own, you know, personal needs or their neighbor's needs, etc. And that's how they're kind of deployed, if you will.
Right.
So I think even that, again, a good use of social media. It's not all
Nick.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah. Well, I saw, are you familiar with on ABC News, they'll sometimes do these America Strong.
Oh, like at the very end of the program or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and it's like an uplifting story or something that someone's doing that's...
They'll spend 55 minutes on something
horror.
Dreadful, and then the last 5 minutes is
we'll
hero.
Give you a nugget of a dog being saved.
Yes.
Well, they did doing my research, I came across an America Strong where they...
Oh, cool.
It was after Hurricane Ida.
Okay.
In Louisiana, and
okay.
the Cajun Navy had really stepped in to do a lot of work there.
Okay.
And they were mentioning that Facebook, like people could literally just put in, like, here's my address, this is what I need.
Wow.
Like if it was food or if it was like debris.
Wow.
You know, I need trees cut or whatever. And that's how people would know where to go. They
would
literally come.
They just show up to the address, start cleaning
needed.
Up, bringing supplies. Wow.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. Again, boys with their toys and girls with their toys. They like to do tree cleanup, cutting up limbs with the chainsaws. I mean, we know several guys that just have
I
fun
actually,
with that.
I actually had a friend years ago. I've had many needs and don't feel like I need to call on him all the time. But he was like, any excuse I have to use my chainsaw is a joyful moment
for
me.
Some people, that's just
and
really fun.
And I do
fun.
Think some people are wired like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a whole like tree division of volunteers. They have, if you want to serve and help, they've probably got a space for you. And again, you know, and then I've heard that they will return to affected areas to help look for ways to provide ongoing assistance, clothing, food, even like children's supplies. They do a lot of this supply collecting. This is so smart. They put together Amazon lists.
Oh, brilliant.
A lot of people don't know where to give or what to buy. They're just like, oh.
Yeah, but if I can go on Amazon and buy diapers and
yes.
tell me where to, yeah, that's helpful.
I looked through some of the list and I was like, well, I would have never thought of that. Like big clear totes.
Okay.
Was one of the main, like, top items that they need a lot of. Well, to deliver stuff and to store. And, I mean, just stuff you wouldn't think about.
Yeah.
But is very needed. And, yeah, so I thought that was a good way to, you know, use technology. They have different government agencies, like I said, that they partner with. But what's funny about, not funny, but what's interesting when you think about a natural disaster, the very agencies that are there to help the community oftentimes need help themselves. Like they got flooded, their roof's gone. They, you know, their storage facility is
all. So they could help if it was a different kind of disaster. But if it,
you need outside help so much, even if you're fully equipped and even if you're a wealthy area, like it has
no
bounds.
And we don't know when FEMA necessarily is going to get everything in order. So I also saw that they serve a lot of poverty-stricken areas that don't even have to have a natural disaster. Every day is a natural disaster, including West Virginia, in the very town our church is doing a mission trip next month, which is McDowell.
Okay.
And so I watched a little clip on what they're doing there, and again, some of the housing that I saw in that area, you know, and was, you know, really in need of help.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because of natural disaster. It was because of poverty. And there's also in those areas often a high drug usage problem because they don't have hope.
Yeah.
And so I love
medicating pain.
I know.
And suffering. Yeah. That's real. That's really real.
So
they call anyone in need a neighbor. They say, neighbors, we mean you.
Oh,
I thought that
I
was
that.
Sweet to that said to us, anyone is a neighbor, anyone in need is a neighbor. We have traveled literally across the entire United States to help neighbors in need. It's like, well, that'll preach.
That will preach. Well, I am so inspired by this group. Mm-hmm. I think if you are looking for a place to sow some time or resources, check this group out. And if the Lord puts that on your heart, sow in.
Yeah. Right now they are in Oklahoma helping some very distraught areas
tornadoes.
From the tornado victims. Those are just horrendous circumstances. They are in Texas helping flood victims across that state.
Houston just got hit, literally just got hit again.
Yeah. Yeah, they're spending time primarily in Oklahoma and Texas right now. But again, it sounds like they're ready to deploy and return. And I'm sure there are many, many, many needs. So if any of this is speaking to you, check out the links in our show notes and do your own digging. You know, like we haven't worked, we haven't like partnered with this group or anything like that before. We were just intrigued by their willingness to be I guess they considered us neighbors because they came
to Nashville,
to our town, to help. And so we were just inspired by what they're out there doing. And anyway, so yeah, do your own digging, do your own.
Well, it was interesting because, of course, you know, that story had captivated me with that young man being missing and then seeing on the news the Cajun Navy. And I'm like, Cajun Navy? I was just in Baton Rouge. What's the Cajun Navy?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's funny how that all came about. And I'm like, darn, I was just there. I wish I could have interviewed somebody. I didn't know.
That's true. And now we'll probably hear about this over and over and over again because now we've heard of them.
Right.
That's how it happens.
That's how everything happens. If you learn a new word, you hear it three times the next
week. Yeah, I'm like, oh, everybody's been using that word. I just didn't know it. Yeah, so again, if you're one that likes to shop, pick up something on the Amazon list. If you're one that wants to serve, go ahead and get signed up to be a volunteer. There are needs, and West Virginia being in the South is certainly an area that has ongoing needs. So I think that's all we wanted to tell y'all. It's a little shorter episode today, but we just wanted to make sure and cover this incredible group. And congrats to, I believe you say his last name, Terrell, Todd Terrell, for founding this and putting some legs to action.
Yep. Well, I just speak peace over all the listeners, but even peace over all the people that the Cajun Navy will serve in the weeks to come, too.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Have a great week, y'all, and peace be with you.
You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you and a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or a loved one to tell them about the podcast. Make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. And we invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, events, and even those gatherings. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money.